Don't mind me. I'm just eating a hamburger. So, We have a lot to talk about on the show. Welcome, 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 everyone, to 5926 Central. So now, let's get into talking about what went down this weekend. I will digress till I can't digress anymore, but I'm going to let you lead off with it because it's so much.
Yeah, it's a lot, but I'm still tired.
My body was aching, but I took some ibuprofenated, and I'm okay now. I'm okay.
Yeah, body not ache, but I'm just, it's been a long time since I've been up that late, and it's not been work.
Wow.
But we had our event Saturday, the Southern Love Experience. And it had a really nice turnout, and it was a really great show. From the band to the artists, and the sound. The sound company out of Houston. All in all, it was just a great show. All of the siblings were there, minus two. And all of us were there and participated. So it turned out to be it was a really great event. And for our first time vibing together like that, it turned out really great.
Yes, it did. I was so excited about the event till I was like, oh my Lord, this is gonna be epic, this is gonna be good. I was so excited about everyone that showed up and excited about the live band. Right? I mean, it's one thing for these artists. I mean, our brothers, man, will give you a show. You know, it's kind of like what Patti LaBelle said. You know, people ask why she kick off her shoes and why she do all that. She said, because they paid their money for a show. So, man, I was so, I was just happy to be a part of it, you know.
For all of you who weren't able to make it but would like to see the show and everything, it is on YouTube under Sound Quality Matters. Sound Quality Matters is the name of the sound company out of Houston that actually did the sound for the show. But yes, you can go on YouTube and you can see the link, and it will be you'll have the Essence of Soul, and you will also have Billy Cook and So Iconic and Marcel Casanova. They're part of the show as well, so and it's in two different clips.
Yeah, it was live. It was live. I was excited about the faces that I saw in the building. I mean, family. I mean, cousins.
I know.
Oh my God! I was like, and you know, I want to say it won't surprise you that family will show up, but it still surprises you. You know, when you see people that come out and support, you know, they don't make any excuses or, you know, they because some people. You know, came out and, I mean, they took pictures. They were, you know, grooving. It was, man, it was an awesome, awesome thing.
I'm just glad the ones who did show up showed up. It was a great time. And I completely understand, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on right now. So,
yes, it is.
I completely understand, but I am so thankful and grateful for those who were able to to show up, Ty and his wife and Stacy and his wife and our cousin Sid. And then, of course, you know, Victoria and Nene and all five of mine were in the building. Mm-hmm. It was a really great turnout. It was great.
Now, listen, I'm be real. Billy and Marcel Casanova, listen, because I'm going to talk about Essence of Soul in just a minute, because it wasn't like you had a low point at any part of this alcohol concert. You know, when I say they brung it, and I think it was like fitting for Essence of Soul to start it off, because the music they sing, and it's a genre, you know, we say R&B, you know, but it was a little soul,
slash blues, it was some of everything.
It was like a gumbo, you know. it was awesome. It was awesome. I'm looking forward to more. We'll throw that out there. I'm looking forward to more. I'll call you the boss lady when the boss lady say it's time again. It's coming up again. We're gonna be at it one more time.
So yeah, it was really great, and it was good for us as a family. You know, my siblings and myself to be able to come together and just celebrate the talents of that we have in our family, as well as, you know, and not just me and my siblings. Well, let me rephrase it: not just my siblings, but also other family members, cousins, and everything that have businesses that were willing to participate. Now, we had our cousin Kanisha was in the building, you know, and also William wasn't able to attend the event, but he did bring some of his delectable pastries, his mini cheesecakes, to the event for the raffle that we had. But like I said, the turnout was great. There were quite a few family members there, and we're so grateful that they were able to show up. And we were grateful for all of the newcomers there who had no idea of the talent that our family possessed, you know. Mm-hmm. And just being able to hang out and enjoy ourselves and listen to feel-good music, you know, it was an awesome time. It really was.
Well, I'd like to interview you. I'd like to interview you, ask you a couple of questions.
You like to interview
Boss Lady. So, Boss Lady. what made you want to do this? You know, we you know, everybody's singing for years or whatever. What happened? What put this on your heart? To lead us up to this big event?
It's been on my heart to do it for a long time. I wanted to do it like 10 plus years ago. I just wasn't in a good position to do such, you know, because you know, something always came up. I either had the time or not the money, or the money or the time, because, you know, at the end of the day, you have to have some type of extra cash flow to make something like that or like this event happen. And they just never coincided. But it finally coincided, so we made it happen.
So the people, hello?
I'm here.
Okay. Want to talk about the venue a little bit. How did you make that connection with the venue?
I'm sorry, you said how did I what?
Make that connection with the venue. How did you decide for it to be there?
With, with 84 Phase 2 Bar and Grill, it was a complete accident. A few years ago, my sisters, my James sisters on this end, and some of my friends, we would go to this place in downtown Texarkana, and we would hang out there. Well, the venue closed down, or the original owners were no longer owners, and so the new owners were renting the building out. Well, I happened to know a person who worked there, and I contacted him to see if we could get that venue for the event. And he said that it was no longer available, but he was working at another place which happened to be 84 Phase 2 Bar and Grill, where they were doing the same thing. They were renting out their spaces for concerts and events. So that's how I ended up at 84 Phase 2 Bar and Grill. And it was a really nice spot for what we had going on Saturday.
No.
And I happened to be the artist. Believe it or not, almost all of the artists were siblings. Because we had Marcel Casanova and Bill Cook, which are my brothers. And then we also had Cassandra James, which is one part of the Essence of Soul, and she's my sister. So we had all of that together. And then we had the Right Touch Band, which we personally know Josh, who is the drummer in the band. And I went to him with my possible idea, and he was all for it. You know, he talked to his band members and got everything together. I talked to my brothers, and that part came together. And then with them rehearsing in Houston, the place where they rehearsed is where they met up with Sound Quality Matters, with Rory, who is the owner of Sound Quality Matters, and that's how they all hooked up. So everything kind of just, all the pieces just kind of fell together. And it all worked out so well, and they all gelled. It was great.
When you had a vision for this, when you witnessed it, did it match up to the vision you had?
Above and beyond, because, you know, I knew that it could be great, but when you're putting all the pieces together and some things, for Essence of Soul, this is their first time on stage, you know, singing, performing their own music. They've been on stage before as background singers for other artists, but they've never performed their own. So the idea was for them to open up and perform what they were going to perform. But at Marcel Casanova and Billy Cook's rehearsal, they realized that they were going to need backup singers. And so they had one rehearsal with Essence of Soul, and everything still turned out to be perfect. So everything kind of fell in together.
You know, the sound check was even amazing. Okay, to watch, to listen to these artists come together. It was just amazing. It was like Essence of Soul had been singing with Marcel Casanova and Bill Cook like forever. You know, it was like it was in sync, you know, and overall I just think it was an awesome showcase.
Yeah, it was crazy. You could tell how much fun they were having because even with the rehearsal or the sound check. You know, the food was ready and everything, and my mom came out, and she was like, they need to go ahead and come in here and eat because they can sing all night, which they could because they just kept going and going and going.
What? Oh, my goodness. The food was good. Let's talk about that.
It's right here, baby.
Yes, it was.
Can we talk a little bit about the lady that?
Yes, it's Miss Andreas. Okay, it was Miss Andreas, Jamaican cuisine.
Mm.
Huh?
I got to go pee. I'll look in.
And we had a cake that was made by Nikki from, or Blue Whisk Desserts by Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
So everything was great.
Yeah.
And Nikki is from Texarkana, Texas, and Miss Andrea is from Mount Pleasant, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look on the Cook the Show Facebook page, you'll see both of their information.
Now, to inform everybody about the Cook the Show for Show page, when you go to the Cook the Show for Show, I don't know why I'm saying. Anyway, the Cook the Show page, you'll be able to keep up with the artists in our family, with businesses, with different people who are sponsors and supporters, different venues. It's just so much that you can access from that page. We had, like Zan was talking about, we had the author of Twisted Wisdom, I believe, and
yes.
So her information is there, how you can get her book. You also have Mahogany Girl Studio. It's information on how to get, you want to have a paint party with the people at your house, you don't want to, you can, this is your hookup, okay? if you're putting it together for your church or a Zoom thing, it's all kinds of ways that you can use her paint party tips, you know, to entertain or whatever. Just get creative, okay? So you can find information on Mahogany Girl Studio on the Cook the Show page. You also can find out about Marcel Casanova. You got an event coming up. You can find out about Billy Cook, Mr. So Iconic on that page. The Right Touch Band. it's so much on that page.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, and photography. Come on. Photography. We
yes.
have Justin Cook.
Yes. For G7 Photography.
Uh-huh. And then we have a videographer, you know,
yeah.
which is my brother.
Yes.
We have,
uh-huh.
look, I'm
and,
just.
And here's a Smooches. Smooches. Is it Smooches Studio?
I think it is. But either way.
I know my children are right. Which one is it?
Let's see.
Yeah, we're probably not going to hear from it saying.
Yeah.
It was just a rhetorical question. Yeah, it was Studio.
Mm-hmm. And just so much. We had, you'll see a lot of pictures that were taken. Beautiful pictures. So I'm telling you, if anything that you need, the Cook for Show page is there for you. So let's see what we could play before we move on. How about this?
Yeah.
And let me tell y'all something about the Southern Love Experience. When I say that it was something that you really should have experienced if you missed it. And those that didn't miss it, they had a good, good time. I promise you that they did. They gave away so many door prizes and raffles and stuff. And look, I can't even hold that. I'm just saying. You ready for the next one? I'm pretty sure on the Cooper Show page, you, when the boss lady ready, we'll be dropping some info for everybody to get ready.
Okay. I want to know where this boss lady title came from.
The what?
I want to know where this boss lady title came from.
Oh, you want to know who the boss lady is, you?
No, I want to know where the title came from.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Because, I mean, you boss. I'm just saying.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying. Let's, okay, I'll tell you what. Let's play Certified Player by Billy Cook, So Iconic. And we will be right back on 5926 Central. Okay? All right.
I would never lose my focus cause my money is long. But if you step to me wrong, then I need some. So get gone, I'm a player, certified. Women step up to my ride like I got something to hide. Hop inside, and you're rolling with the millionaire. When I pull up to the club, haters must be well. Look at me now, clean just dipped in black. Hundreds got up in the back about the six smack. Big Willie smoking, Philly, a superstar like Philly. Playing my cards, I never losing, and that's on the really. What's the deal? I'm ballin' and I'm acting a fool. YG up in the place, so much ice, we cool. Here's the rule, all dicks on me. Beside the table, three, come on, everybody rock with a G. Damn boy, the name, certified as a game. I'ma say the same, cause ain't a damn thing, same. Play it, play on.
I'm just a player, players wanna be. Living that lavish life, flashing diamond rings while I'm rolling up to glory. And crazy never knew the honey's a catalyst with me and the whole damn sound crew. Play on.
Get it crunk, get it crunk, up north, get it crunk, down south, get it crunk, get it crunk, get it
DMX was, of course, a giant in the rap industry. But sometimes we tend to be so busy worshiping his ability to rap till we forget that this is a man that was dealing with drug addiction. That addiction, I'm not sure, but they mentioned it, but you never know what you can believe on the internet. But I think one report said something about drugs and a heart attack, you know. But I feel like I listened to an interview he had on another show where he was talking about how he became addicted to crack cocaine. And I just wonder how many people have that type of story, you know? He was in tears. Some people laughed, but if you really listen to what he was saying, somebody he trusted laced a joint or head, and he ended up addicted to crack cocaine. And I just think that a lot of times we are so quick to judge that we don't look at we don't take the time to have some type of compassion or just hear a person's real story, you know. And because this man left behind a whole family, not no small family either, a big old family, and they've lost a father. I believe he was married. Was he married?
I don't recall, but I do know he had children.
Yeah.
I just don't recall whether or not he was married, because I saw that that interview. It was years ago when he did that interview.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't recall.
I just want to just take a moment to just send prayers up for his family, for those that, you know, that he left behind. Because regardless of what news stories we have or what his life was, it's a family grieving. And I just feel like, you know, like we see a lot of posts that honor him on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all of that, but I think that one of the, because I know when my dad died, it was when dad died, it was, my God, it was, yeah. To me, it was unreal, because it took me a minute to really just grasp the concept that he was gone, you know.
You know, you're never going to see him again.
Yeah.
You know, he's not going to walk through that front door at 5926 again, you know.
Yeah. And it was crazy because with him passing away somewhere else, that messed me up because I was like, you know, like you said, he never walked through the door again. But it's something in you during the grieving process that makes you think that didn't really happen. You know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you don't believe it until you actually, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So just wanted some prayers out. Because I had put a post, too, you know, about honoring real fathers, you know. Because it's just like an artist, right? An artist, they can be doing art all their life. As soon as they die, their artwork, it becomes, you know, highly expensive, right? Just outrageous.
Right.
But that's how people are in life, period. All of a sudden, everybody, you know, oh, my God, DMX. But nobody was really talking about him unless it was a tabloid or it was some funny story, you know.
Something bad, yeah.
And now he's gone there, and now all of a sudden we honor it. I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just saying, people, you need
to do that while they're alive.
While they are alive. You know, that's why I always tell people, you need to stop holding grudges because they really holding you. And let me help you. And really just because even with your family members, they may not be what you want them to be or where you think they should be or act like you think they should act, but you need to love them anyway. You need to love them anyway because people love you despite of.
Yeah.
Because everybody got to do what they say. They say every tub got to sit on its own bottom. Every tub.
Yes.
And everybody, why do people think it's their responsibility to criticize and push around people just so they can be comfortable with that other person's life? You need to use the same grace everybody gives you. You need to apply it to people in your life because it's going to be a day when you can't talk to them no more. And we don't really like to talk about this while people are alive. You know, we gather at the funeral. And I've had some
talk about everything.
It's like,
can't hear you, they can't, you know.
Yeah. They can't respond and say thank you. Some of them need a healing just by you, you know, loving them. Just
acknowledging certain things, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't say acceptance or accepting their lifestyle. I said accepting, you know, loving them, you know, just loving them.
Yeah.
Because it ain't somebody else's job to accept you. But we have a mandate, right? I love my big sister. Oh, and I tell you a secret, Zam. I always wanted to be your best friend, right? But don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. I did. Listen, y'all, my sister is, listen, coolest chick on the planet. Boom, telling you. But I always tell family members, man, love on each other. I don't care if you're mad, call. Call while you're mad, right? Because you don't want that it to be, you don't want to have, what's that movie we watched now, Imitation of Life? Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the perfect example.
I was watching.
When the situation is bad, you know, that it's hard to come back from it.
Yeah.
You know, all the shoulda, coulda, woulda.
All of that. then you trying to find an audience with somebody, or you too pride, you got too much pride to show because you know you know, all of that. You don't want that baggage.
Yeah.
You really don't. You know, I think that it's awesome. I guess it's one of the reasons I was so excited about what happened this weekend is because I got to see it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to see another one. Don't get me wrong. What I'm saying is, and my daddy took, well, you know, daddy took a lot of pictures. A lot of pictures.
Yeah.
I didn't understand it at first, right? But mm-hmm. now when I'm taking pictures and capturing moments, I realize what I'm doing. Because you never get the moment
right.
back. But you can trap it in a picture.
Right.
You know, watching my brothers on stage, looking at my sister in the middle of the in the middle of the club just jamming, you know. My nieces was getting down. Do you understand what I'm saying? And watching everybody just full of life and joy, didn't have any worries. It's like a moment
listen,
where everybody could just forget about it.
That feel good music. Yeah.
Come on.
And come together.
And come together. Oh, that was good.
Even Sister Cook was there. She wasn't there for the show, but she was there for the prepping for the show.
And we have to get Sister Cook, if you ever play this back, I just want to give you your props for supporting your children. Sister Cook will show up.
Yep.
I believe Sister Cook went all the way to Japan with Billy.
Yep, she sure did.
Yeah, she'll do it. You know, and
then,
she could huh?
And I think one of the things she said, I think one of the things she told Billy, I'm not exactly sure. He may have to, and if it's not exactly the way it was done, we'll let you know on the next show. But I want to say she told Billy, them girls need to put some clothes on because it don't matter wherever she goes, she still gets cooked. But the girls
she
that were dancing on stage, yeah. So, I mean, I thought that was kind of funny.
Yes.
But
how
she was cool with all of the Japanese artists that were over there that were performing and everything, I thought that was pretty cool. But, yeah, she's going to support her.
Yeah.
Now she'll forever be Sister Cook, and you know,
yeah,
you need to talk to God and pray, and you know, things go wrong, you need to do this, you know, you need to get right with God and all of that stuff and all of that. But at the first and foremost, she's mom, and she's that number one supporter.
That's right. Right. Yeah. So. Yeah, I just wanted to take a moment to talk about that because it is a habit, not just for the black community, but for everyone. People come together for a funeral. And it'd be families that they don't talk for years, but they show up for their funeral.
Yep.
And then they show up to see what they're going to get.
And falling over the cash.
Yeah, falling over the cash. I saw somebody try to climb in one time. I said, wow. So, listen, you can't go with them, right? So while you are here, oh, your 2 feet are above ground.
They can hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether it be siblings, whoever. Because I'm going to tell you right now, my sister Pam, I will call her. You understand me? I don't care what she's talking about. And then when she finished, I'd be like, girl, you know I love you, right? And then that'd be it. But you gotta sometimes, because people have patience with you, so you need to have to pay, because, listen, ain't none of us all the way right now. You know.
Mm. You are definitely correct about that.
So, any closing remarks? Zam, before we go?
I just want to tell everybody that you missed a really good, those of you who could not show up, you missed a really good show. And just stay tuned because, you know, it's not done.
Oh, no, not by, what they say, not by a long shot. Not by a long shot. All right, y'all. Well, this has been 5926 Central. If you want, listen, if you want more information on 5926 Central, we have a page. We're going to begin, I believe I posted the videos on there, but if I haven't, I'll probably post them tomorrow. But y'all pray for me because I'm moving. Jesus be a fence, for real. Moving is not something for the faint at heart. All I'm
saying. No, it's still up to me. I just leave everything and just start all over.
I know that's right. That's what I told James. Let's just leave everything except my TVs, my computers, my wig. Then I just say, you know what?
You just say, you know what, just get some boxes and pack everything
up. Just get some boxes. It's got to come with us. But I want to give a...
All right, sis, I love you.
I love you, and I want to shout out to you, tell you that was awesome. I love you, and I did when I was a kid. I was jealous and wanted to be your best friend. Let's move on. Love you all. But I gotta go.
Gotta go.